to do something, I simply did it. She knew I would not take her objection seriously, but she felt like she had to say it, in a dutiful way. Neither of us thought what she said was going to change anything. The next day I took the bus to New York, which already for decades had been the country's capital of culture, finance, and ingenuity, to try to enroll as a student at the Juilliard School. But not so fast. I had a handful of compositions, and I could play the flute decently, but I wasn't sufficiently accomplished in either to merit admission to the school. Nonetheless, I auditioned for the woodwind faculty at Juilliard, this being three professors who taught the flute, clarinet, and bassoon. After I played, one of them, in an astute moment, kindly asked, "Mr. Glass, do you really want to be a flutist?" Because I wasn't that good. I could play the flute, but I didn't seem to show the enthusiasm that I would need to succeed. "Well, actually," I said, "I want to be a composer." "Well then, you should take the composition exam." "I don't think I'm ready for that," I said. I admitted to having a few compositions, but declined to show them. I knew there was nothing of interest in that early work. "Why don't you come back in the fall and register in the extension division?"